You guys don't allow him the 2 foot. He can just build a building without an overhang, and it'd be fine. He's just trying to make it look nicer. So he thought he'd come and ask and try to do a little nicer job. He understands that people are going to be looking at it. I mean, I'm a developer myself. I've developed out in this part of the country for 35 years, and there's always a building that goes up on a lot that I couldn't get my arms around that I go, oh, gosh. But, you know, you make it work, and I always tell people if you didn't want it, you should have bought it. But that's not everybody can know when that's going to happen. I think in retrospect, probably Dave just trying to build a building for storage, and it was there. He bought it first before the house was next door. I mean, he bought that lot a long time ago. Then that was his plan. But he knew because it was so narrow and steep, he needed to get it up. And Dave's right. I mean, he's going to have to raise it up another, probably about a foot, with the footing that they dig and pour and raise that slab up a little bit. But it's not going to be up quite as high as I think it's being portrayed as.
Well, and just to clarify again one more time, if the issue here is the variance on the overhangs. So, I mean,
either right, way, that's what it is.
Yeah, because from the footprint, it looks like it fits within the setbacks.
It does.
So
it does.
Whether we approve it or not, he still builds a building regardless.
That's correct. Yeah. He's just asking for a variance so he can do the overhangs.
On the overhangs.
To control
gotcha.
The water and make it a nicer looking building.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Thanks
guys.
Okay, is there anybody else would like to speak on behalf or against this project? Okay, we're going to close it for board discussion. Any comments?
I think that the purpose of this board is to decide whether or not we would allow the setback. That's the only question that's been posed to us. And they want the setback not in order to change the location of the walls, but the overhang itself. And, you know, if we allow the variance to go through, then they would be able to go ahead, run gutters and do things like that, that would allow the water to be diverted and away from the house. If we don't, the building will be built regardless.
Yeah.
And, you know, the height, the construction of it, the site prep has nothing to do with this meeting or this question that's been posed to us. We are here to decide whether or not they're able to do the overhang.
Correct. That's correct.
It's interesting, the property to the north, because it faces the other direction, that's actually the back of the property, and therefore it is just a 5 foot setback. So it feels like 5 feet up against it is not going to look abnormal and seems like it'd be reasonable to do. The piece I keep going back to here is it says where by reasonable exceptional narrowness, okay, this lot is probably more narrow than others and therefore limits what somebody can do, but it has to be an unreasonable deprivation of use.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm getting past unreasonable. It's reasonable. He can still build it. This is just he'd like to do it, and it says it shouldn't be a mere grant of a privilege. He's asking for just a privilege. I'd like to make it look a little better, and I'm not sure that meets our definition.
Well, the only thing that might challenge that, Corey, is the fact that this allows, I'm not saying that 2 foot setbacks are necessary, or 2 foot overhangs are necessary, but it allowed the gutter, and I see where that may be a preventative for a future blowout. I don't know. I mean, if there was no overhang, he can build a building, but now where's the water going to go, and will it cause an issue with the water building up around the building?
Well, if it's all concrete, the entire surface of that structure, then it's impervious.
Yeah. Impervious,
it'll
so at that
just
point,
run off. Matter.
Okay.
And that's the reasonable thing for him to do, is put concrete on all of it.
Okay.
Concrete the whole structure, underneath the structure, and down the sides, out of that wall. And I would do it even over those blocks.
I would too.
And then I'd be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. This is not a decision that we need to make for this project, but I think maybe if we granted this and they were able to do the overhang, it would definitely keep that water off of possibility of washing that anywhere. But they can do it otherwise, like you're saying.
Well, but the water could go to the parking lot. It's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And if it's gutted and controlled, that's probably an improvement over just allowing it to go where it chooses.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
That's the only part I saw that, again, when we go down to the point where it's not a matter of whether you can build a building or not. It's about that setback. And so the only thing that fell into the category that it might cause the undue hardship is the water runoff. That's the only thing that I can see. Otherwise, they make plenty of buildings with no overhangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And the objection that we've heard is not really for the overhang. It's the overall height and construction, and those things are really not a factor in this. So, yeah.
We've been through that before.
Well, with that being said, you guys, somebody wants to make a motion on it.
I'd make a motion to approve. I'd make a motion to approve for the variance 2024-010B to allow the described setbacks to that building.
Okay.
Sorry, before we vote on that, though, can we amend that slightly just to say, with the caveat that they have to add gutters to it? We're doing this for the gutters more than it is just the overhang.
I think that's absolutely a good idea.
Yes. Absolutely.
To build a structure like was presented to us with the overhangs.
With the understanding that
and the water
gutters would be added to it so that the water would then be directed away from the foundation and from the slab.
Do you guys want to pick a direction of the water or just kick it out?
No, it needs to run off the back of the property.
On the
lake side of the property.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want to kick it on no neighbor, yeah.
Or the parking lot next door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think that all steps necessary to prevent a blowout like that.
Well, I think he's going to do that.
Yeah, it's just another step to help seal the deal and making sure that doesn't happen again, because that's bad enough as it is, but again, with a building on it, it would be a disaster for everybody to look at, and I wouldn't be happy with that.
So can we restate the motion in its entirety, please?
Should we specify that the entire structure should be under a pad, including the wall? That way there is no impervious, there's all impervious surface.
I don't know about that. I think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
That's a stretch. I think the point is that we were presented with the idea that if we allowed the setback, then they would be they would provide the gutters, and that was the whole point of doing this. And I think that would do it.
So do you need him? You need him to read back to that again?
I would. Yeah, just put it all together and state that it's discharging to the rear if that's what you want.
The building to be gutted in with all water going off whatever side of it.
And since there's not a mic in front of you, just speak up a little bit louder. That way to make sure they
So I would make a motion to approve item number 2024-010V for the setbacks as described. With the 5-foot setback to the south and side setback of 6 feet to the north, with the understanding that gutters will be provided and that the waters from the roof of the subject property would be directed to the back of the property away from the sides of the property.
All right. Do we have a second on that?
I would second that.
Okay, Rick seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Thank you, man.
Thank you,
Joel.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to 2024-011V.
Thank you.
With Rebecca Mountjoy.
Okay. Rebecca Mountjoy is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 010.020 R1 density and dimensional standards, setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulation. The applicant is seeking a 0-foot back property line setback. The requirement right now is at 5 feet for a non-inhabitable building, that is being to be constructed. So let me try to get you a little bit of an idea of where this. This is in, I think it's the old Jellystone RV park. This is the lot in question. A little close up. The zoning's R1. So they've already started the construction. I want to point out that this construction really points towards the road, but what they submitted shows it pointing out this way. It's actually pointing this way. So that deck is going to be on that side over there with this structure pointing that way. We'll go back up and take some more looks at it. So here you can see this is where the deck will come out. I saw these laying out. They're like 4x4s or 6x6s or something. But they're coming out, and this is where the zero offset would be. Back of the property. Once again, where the deck will be. Okay. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance 2024-0011V, the following requirements shall be applied unless you guys revise it. Approval of grant for 0 foot setback to the north, allowing construction of the deck structure. This means the deck will be built right up to the northern property line with no required distance. A residential building permit shall be required in compliance with all other Taney County zoning regulations. With that, I don't know if we have anybody here, but would the applicant like to come up and speak?
Hello.
Hi, Kurt Johnson.
I guess you pretty much said everything I was going to say. They're just wanting a deck off the front side with the roof over it, and the property is shaped like a pie, kind of. So they don't really have much room to do anything, and we just need to go right up against the property line. It would be nice, and then they'd have a good front deck on their place. I'm going to add it to the carport. There's going to be a roof coming off the side of it with a big deck under it, and on the back side it's going to have a deck, but it's going to be little, and it's not going to be too close to the property line. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, so this is to build a deck on that side there to the rock wall, right?
Yeah, because the property line goes like... The property line goes... actually, on the other side of this tree, it goes this way, like kind of at a V, and then points right here, and it goes that way, so it kind of comes inward right there, and it doesn't leave much room at all for a deck or anything. And right past that tree on the other side is like a little rock wall that the neighbor's on. So it's not even really like, I don't think that they would even care really. I don't know though. I can speak to them.
How big is the deck platform?
It's going to be 16 foot. Let's see.
So it extends 16 foot out from the RV?
Or no. I'm thinking of the ridge, the 16 foot. It's actually going to be 12 foot. Yeah, 12 foot out from those posts. It'll be 12 foot that way. And
12 foot from the posts?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a perfect rectangle? I don't.
Did you have that monitor drawn?
Here's a better one,
Tony. I mean, a rectangle as far as the deck itself.
Oh.
No, the deck's going to be square, right?
There, that's what I want to see. Okay, so you're looking to build 12 by 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Down the whole side of the
And then the 6 by 20 on the other side, is what that is?
Yeah, 6 by 20.
Gotcha.
And that's going to be up higher than this one, is that way they have like a little spot to drink coffee and look at the lake. And the property line goes like, if it came up here, it would go right to this corner, and that's the corner that's going to be right against the property line, because it goes that, and then it comes down to this, just kind of inward.
And Jellystone has a little bit different setbacks than